Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Dort Podcast. It's the Dort Podcast.
Rich Keith.
It's the Dort Podcast.
Hashtag.
It's the hashtag Dort Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. My name is Rich Keefe, joined as always by Ryan Davey. Davey, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right tonight.
You're going to be okay? You sound a little down.
I'm a little frustrated.
You're frustrated?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I have a feeling it might have to do with the topic du jour, but we're going to put a pin in that, Ryan. We're going to get to that momentarily.
Stick around and find out.
Yes, please do. First of all, thanks for downloading already and listening to this portion of it, but it gets better from here. Now, this past weekend, Ryan, we had the pleasure of being part of a live Mac and Goo episode. They did
sure
a draft of 2,000 TV shows. It's available right now, so check out Mac and Goo, where, spoiler alert, we dominated the pants off of that draft.
Oh, my God. At one point, I looked at you, and I kind of leaned in, and I was like, what the hell is going on?
I was shocked. I thought both teams were throwing it. The two other teams were throwing it.
I mean, we're pretty big time, so you
true.
They're like taking a dive for us, but like they didn't have to do that.
No, we didn't. Our confidence is high enough. We didn't need to also win the draft.
Yeah.
But
there is nobody who has a higher opinion of me than me. I promise
correct.
You.
Right, and you're not wrong about that. But anyway, it was a lot of fun. The live shows are a good time, and if you went to our one at Idle Hands, I know it was a little tough to hear if you weren't like in the front row. We've sort of remedied that. You know, Goo had a couple of speakers hooked up, had them high up, pointed out, and so everybody there, it was a little bit of a smaller venue, but everybody there said they could hear it, so that's a good sign. So if we do them again, I think it'll be a little bit better.
And they're just going to keep getting better and better and better. So next time, make sure you come out and see us.
Until we're at the fucking Wilbur Theater, and then we can retire. That's the high water mark.
That's where, fuck Carnegie Hall and Radio City.
Like, yeah, Wilbur Theater. The Wilbur. That's where all the best acts in Boston go. It's the Wilbur.
That's right.
That's the next stop. Well, maybe not. But next stop is going to be somewhere nice. All right, Ryan, are you ready for the news of the week?
Yes, let's get to it.
This week in the
It seems like that silly goose Tom Holland is given the name of Spider-Man Homecoming 2. There is a title. It's not going to be Homecoming. It's going to be – actually, it is, but it's going to be Far From Home.
Yep.
Far From Home.
I think this was a little cheeky thing because remember he got a lot of heat for spoiling some bits of Infinity War?
Yeah, he did.
So I think they made it look like he was spoiling it by holding up the iPad, being like, I got the script, and it had said Far From Home. So I think
they knew that
was a setup.
Yeah.
I think they're playing with us.
What do you think of the name?
The movie I would have written would have been a little bit different. Apparently they're shooting it in London, which it makes sense that maybe Jake Gyllenhaal is playing some magic tricks on him. You know?
Oh, sure, yeah. Spider-Man 2, magic tricks.
Exactly.
Something along those lines.
Mind freak.
Hey, look at us. Jake Gyllenhaal's the villain. But he is spread it on. There was like a panel going on, and Anthony Mackie and Tom Holland were up there with some of the other cast members from Avengers. And Anthony Mackie said something about how he hasn't seen Spider-Man yet. He hasn't seen Homecoming. And Tom Holland was like, he's like, oh, yeah? He's like, well, that's too bad. He's like, because I saw the Falcon movie. Oh, no, wait a minute. That was a pretty good burn.
I like this kid. He's got some Peter Parker-esque chops.
He does.
Quick-witted.
He's a good Peter Parker. So I'm looking forward to that second one. So we got that. Also in Marvel news, Ryan, although they're not really related all that much, even though they're supposed to be, that would be the Netflix shows. Luke Cage Season 2 is available right now. Have you started?
We've had an action-packed weekend.
You know,
and we're going right from the live podcast taping to Jurassic World. They didn't have a lot of time this weekend, so I'll be getting into it this week.
I have not started either. I think it looks like going forward, we have Comic-Con coming up.
Yep.
We have Ant-Man and the Wasp coming up. And maybe
we'll slide in a little Luke Cage.
Yeah, maybe after that we'll get to Luke Cage. So everybody's got plenty of time. I know not everybody's really clamoring for it. Not a lot of buzz, but we've done all of the other Netflix series shows, so we will get to Luke Cage season 2 at some point. Are you a big Roald Dahl fan, Ryan?
I used to be.
Sure, who isn't a Roald Dahl?
And then you become a young adult, and then you start reading things about him, and you're like, maybe he wasn't so whimsical as he seems in his writing.
He's a pick of the pod, right? He's got to be.
Oh, yeah, he's long.
Oh, long pick of the pod, long ago. Yeah. But apparently they're going to remake The Witches, and Robert Zemeckis is set to direct, and Guillermo del Toro is going to produce.
So you remember the original Witches that they did with that weirdo kid from Parenthood?
Yes.
This movie is going to be horrifying. Like, that movie with Angelica Houston was terrifying.
Very scary. That was very scary.
Yeah. And then with Guillermo del Toro producing, and he's going to have like some creative say in what they look like, I don't know, man.
Oof. I know. That's going to be nuts. You're going to watch that one with the light on, maybe.
Can you imagine if it's one of the witches that has like the hands for eyes? Remember that? In Pan's Labyrinth?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Hi, I'm out on that. Oh, they'll probably get, is it Doug Jones, whatever the hell the guy's name is?
Oh, Doug Jones is going
to
be in it.
He's going to have to be in it.
Yeah.
Ryan, we got a bunch of trailers. Some we've seen before, some we have not, including a bunch during Jurassic World. But the Creed 2 trailer looks pretty badass.
It does. It looks good.
I'm excited.
It does look good.
Some good stuff between Michael B. Jordan and Sylvester Stallone. And then they give you just enough. Like, we already knew he was going to be fighting Drago's kid, but they do the thing where, like, they have a good soundtrack with it, and then they show in the ring, Drago just turns his back, and then you see it on the back of his... What would you call that? Like a robe? Yeah, a robe.
Yeah.
It says Drago. Yep. I'm like, yes. So that movie comes out November 21st. So
and that's Ryan Coogler directing again?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be dynamite.
Should be. And Tessa Thompson and Michael B. Jordan. So you got a couple of MCU characters.
Yeah, who are like kind of heavy hitters at this point.
Oh, yeah. They're good. Oh, yeah. They're big time. Absolutely. Yeah. Other trailers that we saw during Jurassic World, I guess I missed this one somehow, but it came out a few months ago. But the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse animated movie, it looks pretty good, doesn't it?
It looks good. And I like the fact that who's the guy from New Girl is actually voicing Peter Parker, like the actual Peter Parker.
Oh, yeah. I forget his name.
I forget his name. But I know Jake something. I forget
Gyllenhaal. His name, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Not Jake, no. But Jake Plummer. He's like a bum. Which is kind of cool. He's like, you know, kind of like this ragtag Spider-Man.
Yeah, and he's just going to like teach him what
Miles
to do.
Morales, yeah, like don't do this the way I do it, you know? So it's kind of and you get Spider-Gwen in there you saw in this trailer, which is nice.
Yep.
I'm excited. I'm excited to what this movie's
going
to do.
It does look pretty good. And then like as it's going on, I watched Jurassic World with my wife, and she looks over during that preview. She's like, do you have to see this? I'm like, yeah. I don't have to do anything, but I'm going to see that.
Yeah.
We got the Mission Impossible Fallout trailer for like the 1,000,000th time.
Yeah, enough of this.
I don't give a crap about this.
I don't care. And it was like the one I saw did like a featurette. Like, I don't care.
I'm done. I could give two poops
about this.
That
Tom Cruise, he's like 65 years old. And he got his pilot's license for this. And they make it sound like he's doing all of those stunts. He's not. He's basically taking the plane off and taking the helicopter off and putting it down. Like, he's not doing a 360. He's not doing like a downward corkscrew in a helicopter having just gotten his helicopter license. Like, I don't care who you are.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. Another movie that looks bad, maybe even worse, is Robin Hood.
Yeah.
Did you get that one, too, at your theater?
I did.
Like,
with
great.
The Karen Edgerton and Jamie Foxx.
I'm like, piss off. Like, I don't need
another Robin
that.
Hood movie. Like, be the Red Hood. Stop with the Robin Hood. Be Red Hood.
Yes, give me Red Hood with Michael B. Jordan. You heard it here first. Michael B. Jordan for Red Hood. Hashtag dork.
Coming out right same week as Gambit, I heard.
Yeah, we're all looking forward to that. Yep. And Ant-Man and the Wasp. They've obviously had a bunch of trailers because this thing comes out in just a couple of weeks. I think some of the early reviews are that people seem to really like it. I mean, again, the MCU has had very, very few misses over the last several years. Everything, at the very least, is like a B+. Everything else has been even better than that. Quantum Realm, we're going to get introduced to that, it looks like. But
yes.
I am on board very much. Was there any other trailers that I missed, or is that about it?
The new Predator one came out today.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Okay. I'll see it. It looks watchable.
I'll see that as well. Uncle Drew comes out this week.
I will not see that.
I don't think so. Although I bet Nick Kroll will be pretty funny.
He always is. You know, he never disappoints.
And Tiffany Haddish. I like Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah. I mean, she's She is definitely working that 5 minutes she's got right now. You
Speaking
know what I
mean? Of working, I didn't see the movie yet, but there's a scene in Girls Trip where Tiffany Haddish takes a banana and a grapefruit, and my God.
I have not seen that. But
she basically she cuts a hole in a grapefruit and then sticks the banana through it.
Yeah.
And then just absolutely goes to town on it.
Just hammers it or hammers on it?
I mean hammers on it, yeah.
All right.
I don't think they could show that on Comedy Central.
Nope.
I don't think. But anyway. But
God bless her.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. I think that'll do it for this week in Dork. Let's get on to the next thing here.
It's time for Davey's Video Game Minute. Even if it takes more than a minute.
All right, what do you got?
So I got a couple things, and then I got one thing I'm going to save to the end. So the big news for us, Richard, is it looks like we're dropping another Overwatch character, and it's coming very soon.
Nice.
There have been some hints at it. You get this kind of like they've had this GIF or GIF up where it's just an alley. And you see with some posters, and one of them says no bots, and it's a little bit of, it's a monkey.
Oh.
And then they had another one where it said, like, rolling through, and you see, like, this little metal ball roll through. So the speculation is that the new character is Specimen 8, which came from the same program as Winston.
Okay.
And he's a chimpanzee. My guess is he's going to be a defensive character, because they haven't had a new one of those in a while.
That's true.
We've had some healers, we've had some DPS, we had a tank. We haven't had a new defense guy in a long time. And it's going to be, his name is Hammond. So he's been talked about in the lore.
Okay, cool.
Specimen 8 is named Hammond, and he's a smaller primate. So he's not a full gorilla like Winston.
He's a chimpanzee, perhaps.
Yeah, maybe he's a mover and a shaker. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Crash Bandicoot is coming out as an insane trilogy for all platforms, came out today, which is Tuesday, for just to timestamp it.
Yes.
So that those games have always been really fun. Old Naughty Dog games, if I'm not mistaken, that have been remastered. So you can get all three Crash Bandicoot games for like $30.
Not bad.
Which is nice. And the other news, which is actually very interesting to me, Telltale Games, who has done, they did the Batman game, they did the Walking Dead,
Guardians had one, right?
Yep, Guardians had one, and they did A Wolf Among Us, which is my favorite of them.
Okay.
They just came out and said they are redoing their entire engine.
Oh.
So they've made like a dozen games, and they've all kind of had that same look and feel, and they've had that kind of like choose-your-own-adventure thing, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I haven't played one of those games and didn't like them.
Yeah, no, they're
fun. The Borderlands one was okay.
That one was actually kind of – that dragged for me. I played that. I did play that one. That was kind of a drag. Yep. The Batman game, I just sat down and flew through it.
That was awesome. So they're redoing their whole engine. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do moving forward in terms of their art. It'll hopefully look kind of the same but more updated.
Are they doing the Stranger Things game?
They are.
Okay, cool.
They are. That'd
so
hopefully that's coming with the new engine and all that stuff. So updating, giving it a facelift and – hopefully that'll look cool. So,
oh, I meant to tell you, I downloaded Trials Fusion, the bike game. And you know what's hilarious is I didn't know this was going to be the case, but so I'm playing it because it was like they had a free download a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
And because you and I are our PlayStation Network friends, I could see your scores on all of the trails, and then
I'm pretty good at it.
And it was awesome because then I had like something to compete with. So it was like a single player game, but I could see like a shadow version of you. And so it was pretty sick. And so it was fun. So I haven't completely beaten it, but it was like it added another element. I don't think I would have liked it as much if it didn't have that part to it. So
it's fun. It's one of those like shit games where you're like shit. Like you start like shit.
And you just keep starting
like,
start over.
Yeah. I love it. I love those games.
It is a cool game.
We'll talk a little bit more about that towards the end of the show. Right.
All right. Okay. Very good. Are you ready, Ryan, for the topic du jour?
What's that, Rich?
It's the topic of the day, and today it is the blockbuster, one of the monster summer movies, Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, Clever Girl.
Ugh.
This movie, Ryan, I don't like where your sound right now, but it's a 2-hour and 10-minute film, currently on Rotten Tomatoes, 50%.
Yep.
Half, 50%. A little bit better on the audience score, 61%. Mm-hmm. The quick plot here, 3 years after the destruction of the Jurassic World theme park, Owen Grady and Claire Dearing return to the island of Isla Nublar to save the remaining dinosaurs from a volcano that's about to erupt. They soon encounter terrifying new breeds of gigantic dinosaurs while uncovering a conspiracy, Keefspiracy, that threatens the entire planet. We start, as we always do, spoiler-free, and I start asking you, did you like it?
See, Richard, see, I came home after seeing Jurassic World last night, and my wife was watching The Handmaid's Tale, which is a fine show.
It's a heavy show.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
It's heavy. And she asked me how, as she is wont to do,
yeah,
how is the movie?
Yeah.
So I looked at her, and I kind of gave her this expletive-laden review, 30-second review of this movie. And she goes, well, you're going to have to clean that up before you actually say that on air. So I thought about it, and here's what I came up with. I'm going to do a read for you, all right? Because I had to write it down.
Let's just remember that the question was, did you like it?
If Leonardo da Vinci somehow preserved his last dump, bronzed it, put it in an ornate box of his own design, and it was sold at auction, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom would still be the most expensive piece of shit ever produced.
That is just not right, Ryan.
What did you think of the movie, Rich?
I liked the movie, Ryan. Thank you so much
for asking.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Don't scream into the microphone. I liked the film. I'm going in. It's a dinosaur movie. I've watched all the Jurassic Park films. There was four prior to this. The first one I loved. Jurassic World I thought was strong. Two and three certainly weren't great at all. They're not great movies, but they're dinosaur movies. And you go to enjoy. You go to see them at the big screen. It's a big screen and popcorn movie. And, Nips, Long Islands, whatever you're bringing in there. It was an entertaining film. I didn't think it dragged at all. They showed off the dinos. They were flying around. Good dino action. I enjoyed Jurassic World, and I don't care who knows it.
I know. You should care, because I know that now, and I'm pissed. I'm furious, and I'm insulted.
Oh, please. What did you expect this thing to be?
Well,
You're quoting Leonardo da Vinci, for God's sakes. Did you think this was going to be...
I'm not quoting
You're
man.
Talking
I'm
about his dumps, which I feel like I'm going to have to go back and edit that out.
I would rather look at that. I know this is a family show, but I got to express myself. I got to express myself some way.
I don't know what you didn't like about it. Is this the...
Would you like me to tell you?
Well, before you
I got
do
about
that,
3 pages of notes in front of me.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't want you to read scripted material. I want you to tell me how you feel off the cuff. Let me ask you this first, just to reset everybody. Jurassic World, how did you feel specifically about that movie?
I think it was a good, summer blockbuster, movie. You know what I mean? It was just... It was no frills. It was just like, okay, we know we're doing a movie about dinosaurs. It was very self-aware.
How did you... how many stones would you have given it? Because I think I did a solo episode. This was the early stages of Dork in the summer of 15. I think I did a solo episode. I should have gone back and listened to it, or at least gotten the score. I'm guessing it was 4.5 is probably what I gave it.
I'm 4.5.
Okay.
If we're doing half stones, I keep forgetting. But
okay. Yeah, no, we do. We still do.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, The Lost World and Jurassic Park 3, were you entertained at all, or did you just think those were dumps?
Those were dumb.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
But still dinos. You don't get dinos in every movie. You really don't.
And this movie, and so obviously the first Jurassic Park was awesome. Still the best one.
Yeah.
The problem I had with this movie is that it wasn't as... Visually, it was great. It was cool. The special effects were awesome. Okay,
stunning.
So maybe that buys it a stone.
Visually
all right?
Stunning.
It was everything else was insulting to me. I was insulted that this movie was. I paid money to see this movie, and maybe I give them a stone just because they bilked me out of $20 because the only time I could see it was in fucking IMAX 3D.
Well, that's your problem right there. This isn't meant to be seen in 3D. 3D is lame.
Oh, it isn't?
I don't think so. 3D sucks. Really, no movie, with the exception of Doctor Strange and Jackass 3D, is supposed to be seen in 3D.
Unbelievable.
That's on you. Hey, did you ask for a refund? You should call the theater. Maybe get a refund.
I'm calling Senor Spielbergo. I'm calling him.
Yeah.
Esteban Spielbergo. I'm calling him directly. What the fuck is that?
I think he's out of the loop now. You got to call Colin Trevorrow or whatever his name is.
Okay.
Give
oh,
him
my
a buzz.
God. No. It was – and this director, it's the guy who directed – Monster Calls, which that movie was visually awesome as well, but a very like sad movie.
That's his thing.
And
maybe.
Then he did a Spanish movie, The Orphanage. He did The Orphanage too.
Oh yeah, okay.
So like visually, like this guy knows what he's doing, but he can't tell a story for shit.
Where would you put it within the Jurassic universe?
Probably like Jurassic, The Lost World. It's better than that, but after that,
I think it's
like sick of the list.
I think it's second or third. I think Jurassic Park, the original, is the best. I think this is comparable to Jurassic World,
and they're both
better than Lost World and Jurassic Park 3, which is awful. Awful movie.
Oh, God.
Ryan, let me ask you this. What did you think of the action in the film? And remember, include the sweet, sweet dino action, please.
But like every...
What did you think of the action?
The action?
The action. Lights, camera, action of the film.
I didn't care for it.
What did you think of the comedy?
That was the worst part of the movie.
You didn't laugh out loud several times?
Not once. I actually, honest to God, someone looked back at me because I audibly groaned at one point. And I'll get to that in a little bit.
The girl next to me laughed like all the time.
I went.
It was not that funny of a movie. This girl next to me was dying. Not my wife, the other girl.
Yeah, I went, ugh, like that in the movie theater.
Well, that's not very nice. Now, you already commented.
Involuntary.
You compared the story to a pile of crap, so I know you didn't like the story.
An expensive piece of shit.
I thought the story was pretty compelling. I was locked in from the jump.
Nope.
From the jump.
Nope, you're wrong. I love you. I love you so much, but you're dead wrong.
The dinos, some really quality dino, big dinos, little dinos, herbivores, carnivores, ones that fly, ones that are in the water. It's all good. By the way, there is an end credit scene. For those, again, who are still sticking with us, you're spoiler-free. So if you want to stick around during the credits, you get like an extra little scene there at the end. Before we get to our hashtag dork scores, is there anything else you think you can scream about that's non-spoiler?
Save your money. Save your money.
And then do you have a score? Did you think about this?
One.
You're giving this a fucking one?
One.
You're out of your mind. And you like The Last Jedi. That's what I say to that.
One.
I would give it probably a 4.5. A rock hard
so
4.5. I don't know what your problem is. This is very enjoyable to me.
Well, let's get to spoilers and I'll tell you exactly what my problem is.
All right, sir.
Spoilers! 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 Here come the spoilers!
All right, Ryan's running a little hot here. We're going to quickly run down the film just so we don't forget anything. And then we're going to do what did we like, which will probably be dominated by me. And then what did we not like, which will be certainly dominated by Ryan. But also feel free to add those in here as we go along. Just to begin, it's 3 years after Jurassic World. The team is looking for some Indominus Rex DNA in the water. I thought that provided a pretty good scene. They go down there. It's a direct tie into the last movie. You get the underwater dinosaur, which was a sneaky star of the most recent film prior to this. You didn't like any of that?
That was the best part of the movie, was the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Good start. So you are in there. How about this? Dr. Ian Malcolm is back. He testifies to the Senate that the dinos should just be allowed to die off in the impending volcano eruption, making up for John Hammond's mistake, which he said he never should have recreated the dinosaurs. You gotta like Jeff Goldblum coming back. Nope.
Just keep going.
Okay. So then Claire has to recruit Owen. That'd be Bryce Dallas Howard recruiting Chris Pratt to go back and save Blue, the Velociraptor, and the other dinos. Certainly this is better than how Paul and Amanda Kirby ended up going to the island in Jurassic Park 3. There's at least a reason for this. They do get to Isla Nublar. They find out that Buffalo Bill is a dinosaur hunter.
And a fucking worst hunter I've ever seen in my life. But continue.
He was a terrible character. I'll admit that. Like, the villain that is just so villainous. It's like, okay, man. Anyway, there's a ship of captured dinos that leaves for the mainland, and then you get to see a Brachiosaurus is seen left behind and then gets lava'd to death. That was sad.
Yeah, Arlo from The Good Dinosaur gets smoked.
That was sad. My wife did not like that scene, and I was kind of choked up there as well. You find out that there's this
character. Wait, time out. I have to step in at this point.
Yeah, sure.
So you mean to tell me that you felt bad for the dinosaur who was crying out for the boat to not leave him behind when they just captured fucking dinosaurs and tranked them. He's like, no, wait for me. You think that dinosaur really wanted to be on
Ryan,
that boat?
Ryan, I don't believe he said wait for me. I believe he was running out of land that didn't have lava on it. So he got as close as he could,
and
he was not a strong swimmer. He's not a strong swimmer.
Oh,
that's not what he's there for. He eats trees. There's no trees in the water. He had nowhere to go, so he got lava down. We are introduced to a character named Benjamin Lockwood, who we find out was Hammond's old partner. Which,
just shoehorn that in there.
This, I will also admit, this is one of those tropes that when you have movies that go beyond like a sequel or even a third, actually, oftentimes this is something that happens in a trilogy movie. They even say this in Scream, which is another one of my favorites and not one of Ryan's, that they kind
of
like go back to the beginning and they like change what you thought. So, like, we had thought that John Hammond had just come up with this, like, on his own. Turns out it was with this guy, Benjamin Lockwood, and he has a, quote, granddaughter named Maisie.
Don't even... Okay.
Maisie.
So, let's unpack this Lockwood character for a second, shall we?
Let's do it.
Why... Okay, so he was partners with John Hammond. They had a huge falling out.
Yeah, we're going to find out why in a little bit.
We're going to find out why in a little bit, and I'll just tackle that in a minute.
Sure.
But let me ask you this, Richard. You walk into the Lockwood estate, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
And Bryce Dallas Howard looks to her right, and there is a multi-thousand-dollar oil painting of John Hammond as an old man in his house. Why the fuck would you have that in your house if you didn't like the guy?
Well, he must have somehow gotten the money from Hammond, I would think. And he is an ode to him. They were good friends. He didn't like what Lockwood was doing with the technology, but he still respected the hell out of that man.
So I'm gonna have an oil painting commissioned of my mortal enemy and put it dead red in my foyer.
Well, after this episode, I'm thinking of getting an oil painting of you and putting that up in my house.
I mean, I had one for you. You said you didn't want it. I had it done. You said you didn't want it.
I have changed my mind. Can I not change my mind?
Fine.
There's a Indoraptor. This is, Ryan, the new dino du jour. It's like an Indominus Rex, but smaller and smarter. Are you afraid of this dinosaur?
I am not, because, again, what are we going to do? We've seen the T-Rex, and we've seen this. So the next movies, we just have to keep inventing new dinosaurs?
That's what they're doing, Ryan. They're trying to weaponize the dinosaurs. And makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. The Indoraptor then...
it makes zero sense, but continue.
The Indoraptor, at one point, plays dead. He then makes Buffalo Bill put the lotion on his skin, which
it's
I thought was great.
The dinosaur smiled.
Oh, yeah.
Smiled.
Kind of winked
and
at the...
gave him the okie doke.
Yeah.
And again, what guy who's in acquisitions, who's like this master hunter, steps into the cage and lets the door shut behind him?
Ryan, he let his guard down. That's all that was. He let his guard down. And then the Indoraptor, obviously inspired by Deadpool, kind of winked at the camera and then gave him the business. That was great.
It's insulting. Insulting to me.
I wanted that character dead, and the Indoraptor did it. We find out, Ryan, now this was a real blow. Maisie is actually a clone, and that is why Benjamin Lockwood and John Hammond went their separate ways, because Benjamin Lockwood lost his daughter in a car accident, so then he turned, so he created his daughter over again named Maisie.
And again, like, what's the point of this? What's the point of bringing this? Like, you could have just said his daughter died in a car crash and had that. The movie would have been the exact same.
No, it would not have been, because she wouldn't have hit the button at the end. But get ahead of ourselves. We're not there yet.
I'm like an Indoraptor pacing in the cage right now. I just want you to be like, what didn't you like? Waiting for you to say it.
What was crazy about this movie is the Indoraptor got out of the cage and then started chasing these motherfuckers all over the house and on top of the house. Next thing you know, they do the old, hey, the heat sinker is now on Owen. Great shot by Claire, who recovered from an injury. Very impressed by her. She shoots Owen. He dives around. Next thing you know, the Indoraptor is impaled on a Triceratops skull. Game over. Yeah. That was great. Now, this is very controversial. People still are all abuzz after seeing it in the theater. Maisie, the cloned granddaughter, frees all of the unsold dinos. Because, again, there was a big black market sale on dinosaurs, which happened in this film as well. She frees all the unsold dinosaurs. This was her decision to make. They were all there, and you felt bad. I felt terrible for them. It was like puppies in a pound. And you said, I want these guys to be free. However, they're now in America, because they left the Costa Rican island of Isla Nublar and brought them to, I assume, California, because that's where most of these things happen, in the compound. So she's like, nah, they're not going out like this. We're not going to gas them. Because that was, there was an impending death. They were going to choke to death with the gas. So she hits the little red button, and free they go, leading us, Ryan, to Ian Malcolm returning to the end of the film, saying that humans and dinos will now need to coexist. Quote, welcome to Jurassic World.
Fallen Kingdom. He said the title of the movie in the movie. Oh, so good.
Electric Boogaloo. So there you go. If that's not a 4.5 out of 6, I don't know what is. Ryan, would you like to go first with what you didn't like about the film?
Allow me. So let's talk about Jeff Goldblum for a second, will you?
Dr. Ian Malcolm.
Dr. Ian Malcolm. He's in the beginning of the movie, and he's like, this should not have ever happened. And, like, what we are doing is speeding towards, like, the end of the world, the end times, basically. Genetic warfare. We've done nuclear, now we're doing genetic warfare.
Yeah, he had a great quote. I think it was in the first movie where he was like, God creates dinosaur, God gets rid of dinosaur, God creates man, man gets rid of God, man creates dinosaur. Yeah, it's pretty
good. Man kills God, man creates dinosaur.
Yeah.
That's great. So, like, that opening scene, it was like, okay, like, Jeff Goldblum has a good, Dr. Ian Malcolm has a good head on his shoulders. So what happens is, what you skipped over is, like, the U.S. government decides that, like, we're just going to let them die because it was a private enterprise. We shouldn't get involved in this. Like, these things, it's an act of God. There's nothing we can do about it.
Well, also, right? I think so. Clearly now, Jurassic Park, The Lost World, and Jurassic Park 3, like, all of those events happened. Like, they happened in the 90s, but those also happened. So I think finally they're probably saying to themselves, we're really going to save these dinosaurs? Like, do you know how many people they've killed? Like, we've dodged a lot of bullets at this point.
Okay. So anyway, so bringing Jeff Goldblum in at the back end of that movie doesn't make any sense because he already got what he wanted. He already got the United States government to be like, okay, so that end thing that he does, it's not in another time. It's in the same hearing. So that doesn't make any sense.
It was not a different hearing. It should have been a different hearing. Probably.
No, it was the same. Everyone was wearing the same clothes. It was from the same hearing. So, like,
maybe he didn't pack a lot of clothes.
Is stupid. All right, so let's get down to the nitty gritty.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Get in
this,
there.
The story of this movie is stupid. There are 4 different plots in this movie.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
There's we need to go back to the island. Which, by the way, Bryce Dallas Howard's character, who ran the park and was like, at the end of Jurassic World, was like, this was a terrible idea. Is now like, no, I got to go back.
Yeah, but
and this
she
guy,
doesn't,
Eli,
she doesn't just, want the dinosaurs to die, though. I think she became kind of affectionate with the dinosaurs by the end of the last one. Like, she was like, it's not fair to just be like, oh, we made a mistake. Let's kill them all.
So this guy, Eli
Manning?
The guy who's running the estate now, who is basically in charge of the guy's money in Jurassic World, whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that guy, the guy who ends up killing Lockwood?
Yeah. The worst bad guy ever, by the way. I hate twerpy bad guys.
Terrible bad guy. I'll give you that. Terrible bad guy.
So Bryce Dallas Howard is now the head of this, like, dinosaur, like, protection thing.
Yeah, she's
like,
trying to
non-profit.
Shave the dinosaurs. She's trying to save them.
So he's like, look, we need your handprint to get into this part of the park, and nobody can do it but you.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he actually says, it's not exactly legal. And she's like, I'm in. So then... She's going against the decree of the United States government to go do this.
Oh, she's been a
little bit
of a wild
card. And she agrees immediately, right? And
yes.
Then she goes and gets Owen, who is now, like, Chris Pratt is now doing, like, a cartoon Chris Pratt. And he agrees immediately to go do this.
Yeah.
And then they shoehorn this thing in there.
Well, not immediately. He did not agree immediately. They couldn't drag it out too long, but she first approached him. He said no. Then he went back and watched the video with Little Blue and the other
Little
Velociraptors.
Blue.
And that was a cool scene. That was a cool scene because
It
shows him talking to Blue, and Blue understood him and then got the other raptors in line. I thought that was pretty cool.
No, it's not, and I'll tell you why. Because the coolest part of the original Jurassic, the previous Jurassic World, was that Chris Pratt telling people that, like, even though, like, I can do this, like, these things still might turn on me.
Oh, yeah, they're unpredictable.
They're unpredictable. But then they're like, no. And like you said, they went back and rewrote history. They're like, no, Blue's been good the whole time.
they did make Blue a good guy, but Blue's still a little bit of a wild card. It's like Siegfried and Roy with the fucking lion. Like, you could feel pretty good about him. He might bite your head off. You don't know.
That was, like, the tense moments where, like, Chris Pratt was, like, standing in front of the four Raptors. Like, that was the best part of that movie.
It is tense, but he didn't know exactly how it was going to go. He didn't know exactly how it was going to go. And
you're the only one who...
But when he came across Blue, when he first came across him this time around, he wasn't like super. He wasn't like, "Hey, get in the fucking truck, let's go." Like, he still had to do like the little clicker and like be like, he didn't know what he was gonna do.
All right, so let's get to. So you brought this is a nice little segue because let's talk about the dialogue of this movie.
Maybe not the strength.
Not the strength, because what happens is, and I'm sorry, I didn't get to finish my thought about the force. So you have them getting the dinosaurs off the island.
Oh, yeah.
That's one plot
Because there's
point.
The impending volcano, which I like. That's topical. That's in the news. There's a volcano out there that's about to erupt.
So there's, yep. And then you have the whole thing with Hammond and his granddaughter. Then you have the whole thing with...
No, not Hammond's granddaughter. Lockwood's granddaughter.
Sorry,
right?
Lockwood and his granddaughter. Then you have the thing with the auction. And then you have the thing with creating a new dinosaur. So you have four different plots.
No, but they overlap because they're getting them off the it's false pretenses for Claire and Owen. They think they're getting them off the island just because there's a volcano. The volcano is true, but they think they're transporting them to an other island, which the guy tricks them into saying, "Oh, there's this other island." But they're trying to get them off because they're trying to sell off all the pieces because let's face it, if there really were dinosaurs in the world, people would try to sell them on the black market. And you know it.
Okay.
The dark web would be littered with fucking dinosaurs.
Okay, fine. But you just brought up a good point. So what does Chris Pratt say, or what does one of the characters say when they realize that they've been duped?
What does Chris Pratt say?
If you don't remember, the character says, "It's a double cross."
Oh, shit. A double cross.
They actually say that. It was a double cross. Blah, blah, blah. So let's talk about the dialogue. Let me just give you some quotes from this movie. People were annoyed because I was writing it down as I was watching the movie.
That's just a good job out of a podcaster is all that is.
Yeah.
That's just good homework.
Okay.
Yeah.
When Bryce Dallas Howard and that nebbish systems analyst go over the cliff and fall into the water, right?
Oh, that scene was nuts, by the way. Great job by Owen to save the day.
Oh yeah, what a super guy.
Fuck, got in there. He had to go off. Then he had to come back down. Yeah, go. Sorry.
The systems analyst says, "We went over a cliff, and now we're in the water." Just in case you didn't know what the fuck was going on in this movie,
he processes things. He was very weird. I did not find him funny. I wanted him to die. The girl next to me, again, not my wife, but this other stranger girl who was next to me, laughed at everything that guy said. I didn't understand it, but she loved that guy.
Now, how many times do we have to see a systems analyst, a.k.a. a hacker, go in, type a bunch of shit on a computer, hit enter, and go, "I'm in"?
I mean...
Like, are we still doing that?
Well, we don't know if they're in or not. Let me ask you this, Ryan, as you
I'm
bring
not
up
done a, yet. I'm not done yet.
No, but can I just ask you a question, and then you can continue? I will allow you to continue. I'm just... My question would be, when you go to watch a Jurassic Park movie, are you going because of the dialogue?
No, but that's the thing. Like, I'm not going because of the dialogue, but you have to at least give me some credit that, like, I get it. You know what I mean? It's insulting. It was insulting to my intelligence.
I think that character is socially awkward, and he was just saying what was going on because he was nervous. Again, I didn't like the character, but I think that would explain it.
Okay, so explain to me then. I'll get to the plot holes in a second.
Okay.
Right? But the last line I will give you that I this is the one I went, like, in the theater.
Okay.
This systems analyst gets off the plane. They're in, you know, Costa Rica, and he's like, "Oh, it's hot." And you get this shot of Chris Pratt looking over his shoulder at a volcano that's exploding, and he goes, "It's about to get a whole lot hotter."
Well, I mean, that's pretty sweet. That's pretty sweet.
No,
dialogue.
It's not. No, it's not. That's not snappy dialogue.
Not no, it's
that's
not.
Idiotic. That's idiotic.
Classic Star-Lord.
No, it's not classic Star Wars. Right. Star Lord would have made fun of him for saying that.
Probably, yeah. I mean,
about
I'll be
to get
honest.
A whole lot hotter.
Chris Pratt's not a great character in this. He's not.
Like, no,
but that's not the dinosaurs have always been the best characters. Like maybe Ian Malcolm in the first one, like maybe, but it's still the T-Rex. And then in the other ones, it's the Raptors. The fucking T-Rex, it's the same T-Rex. You can see the scars from the previous movies.
Yeah.
The T-Rex is still the star. The eyeball thing is always good. Anytime you're next to an eyeball or it's closed eye, then it's an open eye. Terrifying. That's awesome.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So that's the other thing, too. They've done the same shit in every single movie. So Eli, at the end of the movie, I said to my wife, I go, the big bad guy, Eli, right, who turns out to be a who, by the way, turns out to be a bad guy.
I did not see that coming. That was a twist.
You didn't see that coming,
no, that was
right?
That was a double cross.
How do you think he dies? And she goes, I don't know. I was like, just take a stab.
She goes,
he's eaten by a dinosaur.
Well, I
go,
hope so. Yeah.
What dinosaur? She goes, T-Rex. I'm like, boom, you got it.
Yeah. T-Rex also a good guy. Good girl.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Whatever. Like, yeah, the T-Rex has no interest in, whatever.
Now, you say it's the same stuff, but let me caution you. The Indoraptor is a brand new dinosaur, Ryan. So it's obviously not the same stuff.
It's not, though. It's not. Because in the first Jurassic Park, it was the raptors.
Yeah, the raptors were fucking clever girl. They were great.
And then we jump to Jurassic World, and it's the
Indominus Rex. Yeah, that was
crap. And then they're like, well, let's change that.
But
they
explain.
Instead of doing an Indominus Rex, let's do an Indoraptor instead.
They explain.
It's the same. It's the same, but it's different.
They explain both of those. First of all, they say, so the Jurassic Park, after the failures of the first park, they got it up and running. So Jurassic World, for years, was a running park. And Bryce Dallas Howard's character explains how kids are so used to that, they see a T-Rex now, and it's like you see an elephant. So they have to go to the next thing. So they go to the Indominus Rex to try to blow people's minds.
I don't need the cliff notes. I saw the shit.
No,
right?
I know, but I'm just explaining to the listener. Explain to the listener where I'm going. Yeah. And then so the Indominus Rex, they created that, and it's nuts, but they want to weaponize it. And the main thing is Chris Pratt, who even admits it here, is that it's his fault because he was like, again, it's not a perfect science, but you can control them a little bit. So they're like, all right, we got to make this thing a raptor, and then that way we can use them for war, which I think is a good plot point because everybody is going to try to manipulate these things into weapons. That's what they would
do. Okay. So let's talk plot points here, Richard. Let's talk plot holes.
Let's get in there. Yeah.
Why, if you're a billionaire and you control, because obviously, what's it, Lockwood's a billionaire, right?
Yeah, I would say so.
Why would that guy, Eli, bring the dinosaurs to his house? That doesn't make, if you can afford to have a warehouse of these things, why would you bring them underneath your house?
I don't think Lockwood knew that. Did Lockwood know that? I don't think
so. No, okay, so here's another line that I love, by the way. So Eli divulges, Lockwood figures it out, what Eli's doing, right?
Yeah.
And he's sitting on his deathbed, and he looks him in the eye, and who's the fucking guy who plays him?
Oh, God. He was in, he's been in a bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'll look it up.
That guy's struggling with a British accent the entire movie. Couldn't do it. And then he looks Eli dead in the eyes, and he slams his fist down, and he goes, damn you. Come on, man.
James Cromwell.
Yeah. Damn you.
Yeah, it was good. That was pretty intense.
Terrible. Okay. Then let's talk about Maisie for a second, all right?
Yeah.
Maisie's getting around the house through a dumbwaiter. You know, the thing that you go up and down, the servants would, bring food up and down?
Yeah, it reminded me of, was it the people under the stairs or, one of those
horror
movies? They're, walking the walls.
Why does a dumbwaiter that's designed to go into a kitchen go to a level 3 maximum security sub-basement?
No, that didn't.
That doesn't make any sense.
No. She went down to the elevator. She followed them to the elevator when they weren't there.
Yeah, when they meet her, she's inside the dumbwaiter in the rope.
Oh, I gotcha. When she met. Oh, yeah. When they met them after. But I'm saying when she originally got down there, she took the elevator.
We got this super secret elevator that gets us to the super max thing. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the fucking thing that brings the food up and down goes to it.
It's a crazy house. You know, I can't really speak to the architecture of the house, Ryan. I don't know. I don't really know what to tell you there. I mean, that's
the whole point
loophole.
Of her being a clone.
Yeah.
Does not help either. The only thing it helps was with her saying, her being able to push the button and deliver the line, they're alive like me.
But it, right? I'm with you. Dialogue not great. But it also explains why Hammond could have had a partner and that we didn't know about for the first three movies because that would have been a bigger loophole, being like, wait, so you formed this? How come we haven't heard about you? But that's why. They had a major disagreement.
Yeah, the time doesn't work out either, by the way.
What, on how old she is?
Yeah, the time doesn't work out.
Well, how do you know when they started it?
I don't know.
He could have just said, I'm going to do this, and he's like, don't do it. And then it didn't work for a while, and then it did.
Because it's fucking crazy.
You
can
explain that away.
Right?
Then
let's talk about the bad guys in this movie are the worst bad guys in the world. They're terrible.
Tough bad guys.
Buffalo Bill, Scott, was it Scott? It's not Scott Glenn. Somebody else. But he's awful. He's terrible at his job. Remember, he's like, Buffalo he comes stomping in, and he's like, there's fucking mayhem going on around him. Dinosaurs are loose. People are screaming. People are getting killed. And he comes into the room. He's like, where's my bonus?
Well,
like,
he wanted to get paid. Really, he obviously wanted to get paid for it.
Like, you look around. Am I in any position to hit, like, to Venmo you right now?
What about Dr. Wu? What about him?
Why is this guy still in these movies? Why are people still hiring him? Everything he touches turns to shit.
I don't know.
Why is he still getting jobs?
He made this the Indoraptor. He made the Indoraptor.
Sure,
and guess what? It sold for $43 million, and it's only the fucking prototype. It's not even ready yet, and it still made $43 million. That's why they're hiring this guy. He's a genius.
Okay, if I were to, like, you know what, Rich? I got this. You wouldn't buy it, but okay. Here's a good. If I was like, I have the cure for the common cold, and you're like, that's great. I'm like, it still needs a little tweaks. It still needs a few tweaks. It might kill you, but I'll give it to you.
All right.
And you're like,
how much?
Exactly. And you're like, okay. Would you drink? If I said it might have like a 50-50 chance of killing you or like being the cure for the common cold, would you take that?
I personally would not take it.
Okay, so they say, like, oh, the Indoraptor, it still needs some few behavioral tweaks, but it's very aggressive, and it can do this. And if you put this thing on it, it'll go until the thing's dead. And you're like, you would buy that thing?
Well, they're just trying to stay one step ahead of the competition, maybe.
No, and, okay. Here's another thing. So Eli's selling all of these dinosaurs. He has one of each of them, right?
That's a little, like, ambiguous, I think, because he said okay. He had that many species, but I don't think he said how many of each one, but yeah.
Because if you're looking in the ones he has captive of, it's like he has one of each of them, right?
Yeah,
I
guess.
Why would you sell those?
Why would you?
Why would you?
Because
you
I think you have Dr. Wu, he can make you new ones, can't he?
But, like, does he have, I mean, what are we doing? I mean... That doesn't make any sense. What kind of business model is that?
I think he's just trying to cash in. If you make hundreds of millions of dollars, you're probably good for a while. That'd be my guess.
But if you're a billionaire, what is another $100 million? What difference does that make? What can you do?
I don't think Eli's a billionaire.
Well, still. Well, when Lockwood dies, he's in charge of the estate, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Let's be clear about something. That guy's a murderer. And then the very next scene, he goes down and he's like, If Owen and what's her name,
Claire.
Bryce Dallas Howard, Claire, are the only two people linking you to any of this, and you say out loud, as far as anybody knows, they died on the island, and you didn't kill them right then and there, and you explained exactly what you were doing to them, that's terrible. That's terrible writing.
What about the dinosaur that put his head down and smashed through the wall?
Yeah, why would you? You don't know what these dinosaurs can do. You don't know they can run through a brick wall.
No, I don't think they do. You're not dealing with paleontologists here. You're dealing with these greedy criminals.
And let's make up a character who's a specialist, a paleo vet. Like that's a thing.
Oh, I liked her, Dr. Zia Rodriguez. I was a big fan.
Oh yeah, she was something else.
I think it was the glasses.
She delivers a great line. There's like a mustard gas leak downstairs that are going to kill all the dinosaurs. And what does she say to Owen and Claire? Come down here. You have to see this.
Yes, I mean, well,
like, I'm going to go where the mustard gas. I'm going to go where like the mustard gas is, and I'm going to go down there and just see it with my own eyes.
Well,
like,
she
no,
had
you
to
know
alert
what? I'll take
them.
Your word for it.
Well, if she wasn't going to say nothing, they all would have been killed. She had to do something.
So they mentioned that. I'm just jumping all over the place here, but they mentioned that an Indoraptor can smell you up until like a mile away.
Yeah, good sniffer on it.
Couldn't find the three people in the same room as it. Same room. It couldn't find them.
Did a pretty good job. They probably coated themselves in some sort of other scent would be my only guess.
I just don't get it. Like, I don't – there's like – and that you're on a literal boatload of armed men, and they can't stop Bryce Dallas Howard, a computer hacker – Chris Pratt and a vet, like four people on a boat.
Yeah,
and not one person could stop them.
They probably should have been found out when the T-Rex woke up. That I feel like would have created enough noise
or
to get their attention.
Right, everybody's looking. They're in the back row where that where Arlo from The Good Dinosaur is dying.
Yeah,
and they're all out
so
of the
sad.
Truck looking down at it, and not one person notices them.
That was a cool scene though. The T-Rex inside that little truck. I thought kind of going. You know, they had to get the blood. I like that.
Why wouldn't the vet go like, I got to go get blood from the T-Rex. You guys stay here. All she's doing is holding pressure. on the dinosaur. Like, anyone could do that. Why
didn't the vet
go do that
herself? I don't think she's as comfortable around the animal, maybe. I think
oh my God.
Chris Pratt's the dinosaur whisperer. I liked Bryce Dallas Howard wore boots, not high heels, this movie. That was
an improvement. And I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that, because how many times did they show her stepping off or out of something and they focused on her feet?
Yeah, because they knew that was a big criticism of the last one. That's just a smart shooting.
Insulting to a casual viewer. That is insulting to me.
This, I thought, was the first Jurassic Park film that did not involve annoying kids.
No, but they had that systems analyst instead. And by the way,
yeah,
that,
he was
that
bad.
Girl,
he was.
The girl who played Maisie is a terrible actress.
Yeah,
this
but
is the only thing she's ever going to be in.
But
she's
it wasn't
kid,
like
but she stinks.
It wasn't super reliant on her. Like the Jurassic Park original, the two kids that were in it so much more, and even the two kids in Jurassic World were in it more, I feel like, than Maisie was.
Okay, and what's your big go-to? You got to go. You run in your room and like pull the covers over your head. Like
that's a sneaky good hiding spot, though, right? You don't think right in the bed, the old made bed? It could be a pillow.
She
could
like pull the covers over her head. She had them like up to her chin. They could see her.
Yeah, I know. The dinosaur was not having that, by the way.
It's just so bad. You know what? I could go. This could be the longest podcast we've ever did. But I don't want to get into. I don't want to do this. I don't feel good about this.
Now, Ryan, it was a pretty crazy decision by young Maisie to hit the button and to allow the dinosaurs out. So basically what she's doing is rather than killing 20 dinosaurs, baby,
yep.
She's putting thousands and thousands of people at risk.
And, yeah, but like...
But because she's a clone, so she can sympathize.
Okay, so you see like three pterodactyls. You see one velociraptor. So these are all one-offs, right?
You all know. I thought you saw a few of the what's like compsognaths or whatever, like the little guys.
Yeah.
I saw a few of them running out.
Here's my point, Richard.
All right, go ahead.
That T Rex isn't. It's first of all, they're all females too, so they're not reproducing.
Well, I believe they'll find a way. I think that may have been a quote in the previous.
How
films.
Can you find a way? How can a brontosaurus and a T Rex mate? They can't.
Mosquitoes. It's very complicated. They can figure it out. They can hook
like,
something.
You know what? If I'm the Wildlife Federation, I'm like, just give it 20 years, they'll all be dead. It'll be fine. Like this isn't like the crisis they're making it out to be. They're just like, there's 20 dinosaurs loose now. We'll find them. We know they have trackers in them. We can get that. Like, it's not that hard to put these things down.
Well, then you have the end credits scene where you have a bunch of... It's not pterodactyls. It's like pteranodons or whatever, the different kind of flying ones.
What the fuck ever?
They're flying around Las Vegas. So you got to live with them. They're now in America. There's dinosaurs in America. Ryan, do you want a Jurassic World 3?
Fuck no. Absolutely not. And again, this girl pushing this button accomplished exactly nothing.
Oh, yes, it did. The game
no,
has changed. There's dinosaurs
no,
living
hasn't.
Among us. Yes, it has.
There were always dinosaurs living among us. Now they're just like free range, and they're going to be dead.
They weren't
in
living among us.
A year or two.
They were on Isla Nublar, so if you didn't fly there, you weren't going to see a dinosaur.
But you could go see them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you could go see them, but they weren't like – but that was your choice. Now if you're living in South Central L.A., you turn around and you're like, oh, my God, here's a goddamn dinosaur.
And you know what? You shoot that one dinosaur, and there's no more of those dinosaurs in the world.
I think dinosaurs might be bulletproof. They got a thick hide on them.
You know, you put down again. You can track these things. The U.S. government can find them, put them down. It would be a week. It would be a tough week, but we'd get over it.
Well, just to rewind. So I asked you, Ryan, if you wanted a Jurassic World 3. You, I believe, and I'm quoting here, said, "Fuck no."
Yeah.
Too bad. Jurassic World 3 comes out in 2021.
No, cancel it.
Chris Pratt and Bryce Dallas Howard apparently are already committed to make that film.
All she did was scream
She's
entire movie.
Not a great character, although she did recruit him. That was a good line when he said, if anything happens to me, just remember you're the one who made me come here.
That was the best. Okay, that
yeah.
was
a, That's a good line.
I kind of gave it like a heh. But they said It was in a trailer. That was in a trailer.
Well, it was. That's the best bit of dialogue. So.
Yeah.
I was doing a little bit of research, and so in the Lost World, Jurassic Park, which was also a.k.a. Jurassic Park 2, remember at the very beginning there was a girl that was getting attacked by the little dinosaurs?
Yes.
That girl is Camilla Bell, who was the lead in When a Stranger Calls the remake. She is very, very fair on the eyes.
Oh, that's a nice little bit of information.
I didn't
it doesn't
know
help this movie any at all.
No, that's just a fun Jurassic Park fact. Isla Nublar, of course, was in Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, and Fallen Kingdom. If you're curious, it was Isla Sorna in The Lost World and Jurassic Park 3, and it looks like it's going to be the United States of America in Jurassic World 3.
What's like, why? Like, why are we doing this?
So you didn't like it? The movie?
No, I would say it's fair to say that like this was probably the my least favorite movie we've reviewed.
You really liked The Last Jedi that much more than this?
Yes, I did.
Huh. I'm trying to think what the worst movie that we... Because I feel like Last Jedi might be... you didn't do the Suicide Squad episode, but I liked Suicide Squad a little bit at the time.
No, Goo did. Oh, Goo did, yeah.
It was a Goo episode. Oh, no. Batman v Superman was worse than this.
No, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, you know what? You know what, though? I think it was because... I'm not saying that, like, visually this movie was fine. You know, like, that wasn't it. It was just that I was insulted that they passed this stuff. Like, oh, no, this is good. Like, it's not good. This isn't a good movie.
Yeah, but I think, for me anyway, and I just look at it as simply, like, Jurassic Park movies, I'm willing to overlook bad dialogue. I'm willing to overlook a couple of plot holes because I'm just so into the dinosaurs themselves, and I think that they looked really cool.
Because you knew all the fucking names of the dinosaurs. Like, you're like that kid with, like, the dinosaur. You were that kid in, like, third grade who brought, like, the dinosaur flashcards. Who would, like, sit at the lunch table and be like, do you know what this one is? Do you know what this one is? Like, no, I don't give a fuck. It's a chompy one. Like, I don't know.
See, listen, I don't mind if you make fun of 34-year-old Rich Keefe, but if you're making fun of 9-year-old Rich Keefe, we're going to have problems.
Were you that kid who, like, brought all the dinosaur flashcards in, was, like, knew every dinosaur?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
It's not a Stegosaurus. It's a something Ladon. Like, oh,
that's
fuck
a Dilophosaurus,
off.
Which will spit on you and then eat you whole, like Newman. I've only had one Trapper Keeper in my entire life, and it was a Jurassic Park Trapper Keeper because that thing came out when I was 9. So I was very much in on dinosaurs, and I still am to this day. I thought the movie was entertaining. Again, it's definitely a big screen movie for me. I think if you're gonna wait and watch this at home, you might be kind of, again, the whole point is just the event or the experience there, I would say.
And I'm just saying, don't. Just don't.
Yeah, you've made that pretty clear. So you're a no. Ryan's a soft no on Jurassic World. Oh, my goodness. It was number one at the box office, but it is obviously very polarizing, and the reviews are not good on it. More people agree with you, certainly, than agree with me.
But you know what I mean, though? Like, it wasn't like it was unwatchable. Like, that's not what, but the fact that, like, it was so, it's like just everything about the movie was low-hanging fruit. Like, everything.
It was,
like,
but it was also, I thought it was better than 2 and 3. And you got to remember, go back to the 90s, like, how anticipated Jurassic Park 2 was. Like, that was a bigger letdown than this was, in my mind.
But, like, the thing that fucking pissed me off, and I didn't mention this before, like, every little twist in this movie, you saw that coming from a mile away.
Oh, it was pretty predictable.
Away.
Although, like, I didn't know the girl was a clone right away. That was.
Oh, I absolutely did.
Did
and
you?
I'm not saying that now. I'm
no,
not
that's
saying
fine.
That like
I
after the fact. I did. I absolutely knew that like right away. As soon as she walked into the room and he like closed the picture book and like stuck it underneath his butt. Like, I knew like exactly what was going on.
Yeah.
The second that guy Eli introduced himself to Bryce Dallas Howard, I'm like, that's the bad guy.
No, the bad guys were definitely over the top. I mean, they reminded you of like a bad old action movie where it was just like,
and
it was very clear.
If you asked me 10 minutes into the movie how that guy was going to die, I would have called it.
Yeah,
T-Rex,
I mean, you got to get.
He's going to think he's fine and the T-Rex is going to get him.
You got to get eaten by dinosaurs. You got to.
But like specifically, like he's going to get up from somewhere or like think he's okay and the T-Rex is going to come and eat him. Like I would have picked that off right away.
Well, in 3 years, if we're still doing the podcast, You won't have to see Jurassic World 3. We can have somebody else in for
it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because, you know what? Like I said, I'm a professional. I'm an absolute professional.
That's right. Hey, was the theater packed when you went or no?
No. There was like 20 people there.
It was packed when I went. I went Sunday night. You went Monday night, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. Specifically, there was like, I'm not kidding. So there was maybe like 20, 30 people, and 15 of those, there was like a fucking family reunion like going on behind me. Like these people all walked in at once, and they were like all different ages, ranging from like 4 to like 80.
Oh, my God.
And they were like behind us, and they were like catching up like with each other as the movie was going
on.
Well,
and it's their love of dinosaurs, which brings them together.
And I'm pissed off at this movie, and then all of a sudden I hear this, like, hen behind me go, like, so how's the new job going? You know what I mean? Like, fuck off.
Yeah, not now, lady. All right.
Yeah.
Jeepers. All right, anything else you want to get off your chest?
No, I think that's it.
No, you're all right. Okay.
I'm glad I don't have to talk about this anymore.
All right, we're done.
Like, ever again.
Okay, fine.
Don't at me. This whole thing is a don't at me. I don't want to hear about it.
I think more people are going to agree with you overall.
Yeah, don't at me on Twitter and talk about how what I missed, and I don't fucking want to talk about this movie anymore. So
it's at R. Von D, but don't do it. Don't do it.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
Pick of the bomb.
All right, Ryan, would you like to kick, receive, defer, or defend a goal?
I'll kick because I received last time, so I'll kick this time.
All right, I have a couple of things. First of all, the Mac and Goo podcast from this week that we mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, I would tell you to check that out. It is Mac and Goo as one team, me and Davey as one team, and the Boxers as one team drafting TV shows that debuted in the 2000s. I thought it went very well for us. But so,
it did go very well for us. So, please vote for us. It's a fucking landslide as far as I'm concerned.
I would agree with that. Also, comic book related, I've been reading The Doomsday Clock. I've been trying to keep up with that. They're 5 issues in. I just bought the 5th issue like yesterday. I haven't read it yet, but I've read the first 4. It's not amazing. Like, it's worth reading. And so I would tell everybody to probably wait for the collected edition because they've already kind of been like screwing around with their release dates. Like, they said it was going to be monthly, then they're like, oh, we're taking a month off, and you're like, all right, just finish the goddamn story. And so I don't know, but so far it's been pretty good. So I would check out The Doomsday Clock if you want, or just wait until probably about a year from now when they'll be done.
Right on. Am I up?
You're up.
Okay, so I got this game. So this game that comes from, it's the same company. I think it's pronounced like Klei, like K-L-E-I, which is a video game company that made games like Don't Starve, Oxygen Not Included, Mark of the Ninja, which are kind of cool indie games. They just came out with a game called Hot Lava,
ooh,
which it's awesome. So think of like the game.
Jurassic
game
World
Mirror's
had
Edge.
A lot of lava.
Well, remember the game Mirror's Edge, where you're like doing like parkour and like all that, so you're just like running around.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's that, but you get to live out your childhood game of the floor is lava.
Oh,
so, like,
nice.
You all the furniture.
Great
and
game.
So, like, it's actually really fun. You get to run around your school. You get to run around home. And it's like this, it's like a little bit like Tony Hawk, where like every level has like challenges that you have to do. And you get stars for every level.
That's cool.
That game is in beta right now. Here is the why this is the pick of the pod, Richard. I got the beta, paid a little extra for it. So I said on my Twitch, I don't know if you know, I was recently became a Twitch affiliate.
Oh, congratulations. That's great.
And so I'll probably be streaming Hot Lava this evening.
Nice.
And Thursday. So for those of you who listen to this on Wednesday. And for my 69th.
Nice.
I think I missed it. I think I'm up to.
Nice.
Anyway, one of my next subscribers. When you buy the beta, they give you a free code for a free version of this game that I can give to somebody else.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to pick a new subscriber at random and give – it's a PC only, so you're going to have to be a PC gamer, but I will give you my code for Hot Lava.
There you go.
You can play it as well.
Oh, that's sweet. All right. So yep. Arvon D on the Twitch.
On Twitch. Tuesday,
well.
Thursday, Sundays this summer.
Hey, Ryan, next week we got a big episode. We're going back to Comic-Con in Foxwoods, Connecticut. That is this weekend. So – please actually add us at Dork Podcast or dorkpodcast@gmail.com. What questions should we ask some of the people who will be in attendance there? We got a lot to get to, but we're going to do one of those interview type things. Hopefully we get 4 or 5 good ones, and we will have that for you next week.
And please, if you're going to ask me to ask Brittany Daniels something inappropriate, please understand that I am already going to do that on my own.
Correct.
So you don't have to do that.
Don't any more extra ones. We got it. We got that part of it covered. It's a star-studded list, Ryan. We're excited to rub elbows with some of the
I'm excited
people.
To see what old-timey 80s and 90s wrestlers are eating Panda Express by themselves out of a styrofoam box, which is the most depressing thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, shout out to the Nasty Boys.
Yeah.
We're doing that. You can rate, review, and subscribe on the iTunes. We are on Stitcher, Google Play, WEEI.com. We're on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/dorkpodcast. I already gave you the Twitter and the email. Ryan, people can holler at you.
At Arvon D on any and all social media. I think on Instagram I'm like Arvon D603, but anywhere, Arvon D. Just type it in. You'll find me.
All right, let us know. Did you like Jurassic World like I did? Did you hate it like Ryan did? Let us know on the email and on the Twitter and everything else. And that'll do it. Thanks for listening to this episode. We'll be back breaking down Comic-Con next week. We'll see you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.